Hello, my luscious ones. Happy 2023. I normally do these monthly updates in the day or the afternoon, and it's evening time here. Usually when things slow down and get quiet and easy. So I thought I'd do this one at this time for a change. What can I update you on? I had a lovely holiday. It just, as usual, came and went by so quickly. But it's been a number of years since I've had so much family and friends around and things to do and entertaining to do that I was glad. It was busy but fun. I took a little bit of a break after my 12 days on the naughty list audios, which I enjoyed, and I hope you did as well. I've had some naughty time of my own outside of the naughty room, of course. It's it's funny. I think of you all and what I do often in my own moments of pleasure. Of course, I'm going to share the naughty adventures of my month because look who I'm talking to, my fellow naughty, like-minded souls. So I had bought in my box of toys, the last one that I had opened up, I bought a new cock sleeve because the one that we have is, I don't know, it's just, it's probably a bit big, and it's very hard. I know what you're thinking. How is big and hard not a good thing, Lacey? But a big, hard, real cock has a different pliability, if that's a word, than a toy that's big and hard. The glass, like mammoth and girthy, those are different too because you don't have them strapped on, so you're actually not forcefully fucking with them. You're usually just slow fucking and working your way up. But anyway, so I have this cock sleeve, a newer cock sleeve that I had bought in my last set of purchases. It's a little bit smaller and I don't know, for whatever reason, I thought it would work out better. And I wanted that added to the holiday rotation, of course. But when I finally took it out of the box, I don't know if I mentioned it before, but the box has a very lifelike kind of graphic picture on it. So it's not a box I could leave lying around. So I didn't even bother to take it out of the box until we were ready to use it. And I thought, okay, we've got to lube this thing up. So I dripped a lube onto it and started stroking it just to get the whole shaft lubed up. And as I was doing that, I noticed that I guess the plastic, or it's very hard plastic or silicone, even if that's what it's made out of, but it's very hard. And there's this sharp bit along one of the seams that holds the two sides of the cock together that was poking out, that I guess they hadn't filed off or melted off or however they're supposed to get rid of those when they make the toy. And it was closer to the base, mind you, but still, it's not ideal. And it's not huge, but definitely not ideal. So we still use it. Of course, we still use it. But again, it was similar to the other one. And now I'm thinking it's not the size of it. Like, it's not that huge of a cock that a woman like me can't handle it. It's something about, I guess, the hardness or the way it's made that wasn't the right feel or angle. It wasn't very comfortable getting fucked that way. Granted, it was doggy style, because I like doggy style sometimes. I'm in the doggy style kind of mood. And What I did notice, so that's the first, you know, typical Lacey moment. I pull this thing out of the box after waiting for so long, and it's got this sharp piece on it that's not supposed to be there. That I guess if we're going to continue to use it, we'll have to file away somehow. But what I did notice is that I brought the womanizer into the bedroom as well to add to the play, because I think it would be really fun to be fucked and have the womanizer going. And in doggy style, that's kind of a perfect position, because you could get the womanizer probably to latch onto my clit, which it did. And that was fun. Like, the addition of the womanizer to that just made me forget about how kind of uncomfortable this toy was. However, what I did notice in that time, and why you all came to mind, was normally when I'm down here in my naughty room using the womanizer, to me at least, it's very loud, even though the toy's not supposed to be loud. And when I hear the recording back, you guys can hear it. I can hear it sucking my clit. Not when I'm on live calls, actually, which is very strange. I don't always, of course, use the womanizer on live one-on-one calls, but the odd time I do, and I've asked people if they can hear it, and they don't hear it, which is a bonus. But somehow when I'm recording, because I still use the same microphone for live calls, but I don't know, they don't hear it. But when I'm recording, the microphone seems to pick it up really loudly. So long story short, I'm in my bedroom, which is a much bigger, wider, open space than this little naughty room that I have. And I'm using the womanizer, and I'm just having a grand old time getting fucked doggy style with the womanizer on. And I'm thinking in my head, I was louder than usual too, because I can be. But I'm thinking, damn, I don't even hear this womanizer at all. Like, I didn't hear one whisper of it being on, even though I pretty much had it to the maximum for the one I normally use, not the one that has 12 levels, but the one that has like 5 or 6. So that did end up with a pretty good orgasm. And after that, I thought too, damn, I kind of think I sound different getting live fucked orgasming than I do orgasming in the naughty room. I don't know. Maybe I don't. It's still the same orgasm. It's still great. But I just thought I sounded different. And I thought, damn, I should have recorded that. And I've thought about that, because I'm getting to the next session that we had over the holidays. And I thought about it, but I don't want to have that in the back of my head when I'm getting fucked and having a good time. Maybe if I got fucked every single day, I wouldn't mind. I'd do it. But I just want to be in the moment, so who knows? Maybe one day I'll get that for your ears. Plus, I don't have a microphone set up in my bedroom or anything. So the next time that we were having a good time was very recently, actually, and I was promised a full body massage, etc. And that was good. I deserve and enjoy a full body massage. But the toys that came out to play at that time, I had a plethora of toys out saying, take your pick, I'm ready for whatever. I didn't bring out the two sort of strap-on cock sleeves, because I just explained to you. But I do have another one. I think I've talked about it a long, long time ago. It's one that's supposed to clasp onto his balls, and you can stick your cock into it. It's almost soft. It almost like molds around your cock, but the tip of it's a little bit denser, and it's definitely bigger than his cock and most cocks. It's almost like a cock extender that you could wear. Anyways, so he wasn't wearing it, mind you. Don't ask why. Anyway, he wasn't wearing it. Doesn't like it on his balls, but it did come into play. And I also had out in my plethora of toys available to him was the anal plug that I got recently that's like glass, the glass plug in one of my latest toy reviews, maybe in my live, yeah, I think it was in the live Discord one I did, which where it's glass on either end and it's like a white colored glass. So that was out, and there was lots of oil and slippery and great and everything. And I never ended up getting off my stomach. I was just laying on my stomach the whole time and no womanizer, no nothing. And I came, yeah, really, really hard. That was a wonderful sounding orgasm. And yet again, I thought, damn, I think I sound a little bit different when I come like this. But so after that whole thing, I kind of just rolled over and was like catching my breath and laughing and whatever. And then I start laughing even harder and shaking my head in disbelief because I see in his hand the cock sleeve, cock extender type sleeve that's a little more flexible. But inside of it, at the end, kind of hooked into the little loop part that you would normally put around your balls, he's put in the glass anal plug half in, half out, and kind of used that as a sturdy, hard leverage handle to fuck me with while I was getting massaged. And I just shook my head like, only a man, and especially him, like, whose brain works like that, would think to put the one toy in the other toy and use it to help him to grip. And he's like, well, it works. It's just an easy handle. And I just had to laugh because I don't think my female brain would have come up with anything like that. But it was fun. I've had some fun times from really fun people to chat with as well over the holidays. And I'm just really looking forward to a lot more. I think if I want to highlight three of the things that I'm going to be working on over and above the audios that I create, one is I'm going to be sending out a quick survey. I mean, you can make it long and detailed if you want. The more info, the better. Just to get a feel of what you would be looking forward to for the new year and what you enjoy and what you want, because that's very important to me. The second thing I'm doing is I'm trying to reorganize my audio library. I'm trying to get all of my audios into an alphabetical list and make sure they're all in the Dropbox library and accessible. Maybe have a master list with tags. Actually, I'm already working on a master list with the tags and stuff on it. So hopefully that'll be a good thing. I've wanted to do it for a long time. It's just very daunting for me. It's just me. And with all the other stuff I do, create audios, calls, you know, do my own website, maintain the libraries, live a regular life as a normal person as well. It has always seemed very daunting, but I've really wanted it, and I really do want it. So I've already started it, and yeah, that's something I'm working on. And lastly, I'm thinking about Valentine's Day. I know it's it's barely the middle of January, but these things come up quickly, and I'm not sure what I want to do with it yet, if I want to try and work on a project or contests or who knows, but some Valentine's Day thoughts are kicking around in my naughty mind. I know I wrote something down about when I was doing the young, dumb, and full of cum recording. This just goes to show you how much I don't really watch that many sports. I think I told you last time that I only really watch like World Cup and Euro Cup soccer religiously. Other than that, not really. So that audio was talking about basketball, and I think it was like the basketball half or half-timer. And I remember I actually had to go and Google whether basketball had halves or half-time. I can't even remember now, because I know in my mind, like, I can hear the announcer saying first quarter, fourth quarter, and the timer going down. I guess I didn't know about a halftime or if they take breaks or whatever. Ironically, though, the basketball game was on during that massage night, so afterwards, I kind of paid attention to the game. I was just basking in the afterglow and didn't seem to mind too much what was on. Plus, it was a pretty exciting game, so. Another thing that seems to keep coming around in some of the conversations that I've been having recently is, I guess, shooting cocks, for lack of a better way to say it. It kind of two parts to that. I was having a conversation about how sometimes when your cock comes, it's more of like a shooting stream of cum. And then other times it's like smaller spurts. And then other times it's just almost like little globs or drips or what have you. And again, I don't have a cock, so I'm just and trying to rationalize this and tell you what I think. I think inherently some men are just one of the three. Like, you're a shooter, or you're a spurter, or you're a dribbler. Dribbler is not probably the best word for that, but you know what I mean. Like, it just globs. Okay, that's not helping either. You do know what I mean. I know you do. And so I think generally if you have a cock, you lean towards one of those three. But I guess I'm learning that depending, and maybe this all has to do with age as well. Maybe that comes into play in a different way. I don't know. But I'm also learning that if you don't come for a while, then the first ejaculation might be a shooter, that you're not normally a shooter, and then later on it'll go back to being a spurter, globber, dribbler, whatever I called it. And you can correct me if I'm wrong on all of this, but I'm thinking that's probably right. It depends on when you last came and how much you've come and how many times you've jerked off, what the volume is or the pressure ratio is. But what I never really thought about was, how does that feel for a man? So if you've experienced all three of those different types of ejaculations or those different types of pressure, is the orgasm different, maybe more intense when you're in shooter mode versus spurter mode versus dribbler mode? I'm curious about that. I haven't done too much surveying on that, but I wonder if, depending on the way you ejaculate, if that affects the actual feeling of the orgasm, or if the feeling of the orgasm affects the way you ejaculate. I don't know which factor makes which. Obviously, I'm just talking out loud here, but I can only imagine that it would feel different when you shoot out sperm versus dribble it out. I know dribble's not a good word, but yeah, I'm curious. Again, as I say always, I don't have a cock, so I don't know. I don't know the answers to these questions, but I have all of you that could answer them for me. Just like you guys have me and you ask me interesting womanly or dirty questions from a woman's perspective, and I give you those answers. The other thing that's come up along a similar line to that is the use of a sock as a cum catcher. And I don't know how many of you use socks to ejaculate into. Most men that I talk to, and I do ask because I'm very curious. If I'm on a live call with someone, I am visualizing the scenario and I'm visualizing where they're coming. If we're doing a role play, then, you know, if they're coming on my face or my pussy or whatever, yes, I'm visualizing that. But after, when we just usually kind of wind down and chat for a minute or two, I often ask, where did you actually come? Like, do you come in your hand? Do you come on your stomach or thigh or Well, unless I can see it, that is, then I don't have to ask. But I'd say it's a pretty even split between men saying they come on their stomach or they come in a towel. I'd say a little bit more just come on their stomach, which I do find odd, actually. I would think you would want to avoid getting all that sticky cum all over, especially without someone like me who wants to clean it all up. But that's usually the answer I get. I very rarely, like, can count on less than the fingers on one hand how many men have said that they come in a sock. And recently, someone did say they came in a sock, and I was just, like, in awe about that and started asking questions, like, really? Why? I don't understand. And their answer was, they're a very big shooter and kind of a wild shooter, and it ends up anywhere and everywhere. So a sock really contains the splatter effect or ricochet or whatever you call that. And that actually made sense to me. I'm like, yeah, I guess if you had this wild hose with a mind of its own, if you wrap a sock around the end of it, problem solved. Although, to me, that's a lot of sticky, gooey, cum-soaked socks in the wash, and I'm not going to be the one who wants to do that laundry. But then again, I guess it's no real different from coming on a towel or a washcloth or something. You're still going to have to put it in the laundry. So yeah, I guess I learned something, because I could never really wrap my head around the use of a sock. I mean, unless, you know, you're in a frat house or you've got a house full of people or that's the only thing handy, then yeah, okay, I can see a sock. But regularly coming in a sock? Now that answer kind of makes sense. So again, maybe some of you that use socks that have a different reason for using them, you can enlighten me. Or maybe some of you that are heavy, wild shooters that don't use socks can tell me how you stop that. I guess maybe just wrap the... No, you can't really... I don't know. I'm just trying to picture how this works, because I'm thinking maybe you could wrap the whole towel around the head of your cock when you come, and then you wouldn't have the ricochet splatter. But wouldn't that, like, be hindering at those last minutes of your orgasm, having to slap a sock on it or wrap a towel around it? Maybe that's why most men do come on their chest, because they could just keep jacking it until every last drop is out. See, when I talk these things out loud in these random monologues, I'm really talking to myself, but I'm talking to you, but a lot of things start to come together and make sense. Naughty things that I don't spend enough time thinking of afterwards. But yeah, I could see where if I was a guy. Here's the thing. I think if I was a guy with a cock and I liked to jerk off and I didn't jerk off right before I went in the shower, because then I would probably just jerk off onto my stomach as well, I would probably, I guess, lay a towel down on my stomach or thighs or just some tissues down. Then again, it would depend on if I'm a shooter, a wild ricochet cock kind of shooter. I think I might be using the word ricochet wrong, but another thing I'll have to Google. You know what? I think if I had a cock, I might be a shooter. Yeah, I would be. I'm going to put that out there. If I had a cock, I'd have a decent size load, I think, too. Not tons where women might not like it. Just enough, I think. Oh, now I'm getting hot thinking about having a cock, which I've never thought of before. Not in the women might like it sense, at least. Me getting to play with a cock all the time, that's fun, and getting to watch it come all the time and make it come and feel it come. But yeah, okay, we're gonna have to stop this conversation. Now we're going down a completely different road, but those are some of the things that have been going through Lacey's mind this month. As always, just dirty fun things, and that's really what I anticipate for 2023. Just using you all as my naughty release, letting my creativity, my dirty stories flow, and in turn, helping your cocks come and your naughtiness flow. And that's all. I don't really have goals or resolutions or any of that shit for 2023. Just joy, laughter, fun, and orgasms. That's all I ever want. That's all I ever need. And I wish the same to all of you this month, this year, and, well, as long as we can all keep it up, especially you, to be keeping it up. Bye for now, my luscious ones, Lacey.